95.70,
an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. Don't forget, Thursday, we want to see you down in Hollywood Park. Come on down. Oh, we got tickets.
Oh, do we have
tickets? And we've got prizes.
Oh, we have prizes.
And we want you to come down, be a part of the show. Evan Phillips, Dodger pitcher, will be there. Noon to 3, come on down. First 50 that registered on the website, you're good to go. You got to come, too, to get your tickets. But anybody else that didn't register and you go, man, I missed out. No, you didn't. You did not miss out. We have more to give away. Come on,
Fred. Come on, Fred.
Oh, we're giving it away.
We just give it away.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I'd ask Kevin right now what we have to give away, but I don't think.
Don't you do it.
We can even discuss that now.
Don't you do it.
I don't think we can even bring that up. All we can bring up is we've got stuff. We're giving it away. Come on down Thursday to Hollywood Park. We're looking forward to seeing you. All right, tonight at the stadium, Dodgers and Angels. Mike DiGiovanna of the Times jumps on. Haven't talked to Mike in a while. And how are you, Mike?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. All right. You're going to break down the Angels for us. And first of all, were you surprised when they let Joe Maddon go?
Not surprised. Maybe a little bit at the timing. I thought, you know, they played really good baseball for 6 weeks. I think 6 weeks is a little too long to be considered a fluke. Then they go into a tailspin, lose, I guess at the time they got fired, it was 12 straight. I figured, you know, they're in a really tough part of the schedule. I thought they'd give them maybe at least another week to try to turn things around, just based on, like I said, the first 6 weeks of the season and how well they played. So only at the timing of it, I think, had that losing streak extended, you know, to 15, 16, 17 games, it would have happened for sure. But it just kind of makes you wonder, you know, they came home from that road trip. Monday night, they lose to the Red Sox 1-0. Joe gets fired on Tuesday. Like, what if the Angels had won that game Monday 10-1? You know, did Joe get fired? Are things that much different? So, yeah, just the timing of it seemed a little weird. I thought they'd give him a little more time to sort of help see if he could turn things around.
Do you think it was more about the losing streak and them going on that slide and not any differences of philosophy that Joe might have had with the front office or anything like that? It was completely what was going on the field?
Yeah, I think my sense just being around the team this year is I've covered some really, really dysfunctional Angel teams over the years and, you know, teams that really basically stage a mutiny against their manager, you know, quit on the manager, things like that. I didn't see that here. I didn't get the sense anybody had huge problems with Joe. Any team, any fan base is always going to get upset at certain pitching changes that don't work out. That's normal. I don't think Joe lost the clubhouse per se. You know, you hear that all the time. I just think it was the losing. You know, 12 in a row at the time. GM stated pretty clearly they needed something to change, needed a new voice, and I don't know if this influenced them, but on that trip, we rolled into Philadelphia on a Friday morning right when they fired Joe Girardi, and the Phillies swept the Angels that weekend. They haven't lost since. I don't know if that maybe, you know, triggered some kind of thought or, you know, made it a little more, you know, something that was a little more realistic at that time for the GM. So I did not get the sense that there was a whole bunch of dysfunction in that clubhouse. If anything, I think the guys in there genuinely kind of like each other, and they seem to like the coaches, and I didn't sense a whole lot of ill will toward the manager.
Yeah, and it's clear that Joe didn't know either. They let Joe went out and got a mohawk. They let the man get the haircut and fired him. I mean, that is just as cold as it gets, man.
Well, unfortunately, he may have to wear that for a little bit, huh? literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, they've been dinged up. They've been banged up. I mean, is Taylor Ward going to be back tonight?
Yeah, Taylor's coming off the IL tonight. Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, It's strange. You know, we were in New York on that trip. You know, Giancarlo Stanton's out of the lineup. They swept the Angels. Didn't look like they, you know, were any worse for the wear. Teams have injuries all the time, and it just seemed very strange that Anthony Rendon went down with that injury, and the lineup just seemed to fall apart for some reason. And then I think Taylor Ward, you know, he had such a great first month. And that night he went into the wall against Oakland, I think it was May 20th, and really banged up his neck and his right shoulder. He really hasn't been the same since. I think the little hamstring strain he came down with in Philly was kind of a convenient way for him to just sort of try to get all those body parts in order and get healthy, because he really wasn't the same hitter after going into that wall. So they need their lineup intact. We always knew, you know, health was going to be key with Trout, with Rendon, who both missed most of last year. But it just seemed like, you know, one injury, you should be able to absorb an injury to one of your starters and not fall apart. So that was pretty surprising.
Yeah, and they're going to have a decision or a couple decisions to make here real soon. And Trouty with his contract, I mean, I can't envision, but, you know, anything can happen. Can't envision him being in any other uniform. But with Ohtani and his future, do you see them both on the same team? Can they pay both those guys?
I think they can pay them. You know, I don't think Artie Moreno is going to run out of money anytime soon. It's just a matter of the will. You know, and whether Ohtani wants to stay here. To me, this year is huge for the Angels. You know, they haven't been to the playoffs since 2014. They've had six straight losing seasons. Ohtani made it pretty clear at the end of last year. He wants to win. He's got one more year of arbitration, so he's tied to the Angels for at least one more year. His whole contract negotiation is so unprecedented and so just challenging, I think, for the Angels, because, you know, are you going to pay him? Like, he basically should be the highest paid player in the game, but then, you know, he missed almost 2 years of pitching because of the elbow injury. What if he hurts his arm again and he's only able to hit? Are you going to pay a DH, you know, $43 million a year for 5-8 years, whatever? So there's just a lot of risk for any team, I think, that's going to sign him to that kind of, you know, mega multi-year, you know, annual value $40 million range type of deal. So, and then on the flip side of that is I don't think Ohtani's going to want to stay in Anaheim if they don't show some significant progress in terms of, one, making the playoffs this year and maybe making a run, you know, a deep playoff run either this year or next year. If that doesn't happen, I don't think he stays, no matter how much Artie or how much the Angels can offer him. So, and Trout, you know, he's locked up contract wise for the remainder of his career here. But, you know, they could always approach him about waiving the no trade clause. And, you know, Mike's a pretty loyal guy. He's already signed two long term, you know, deals with the Angels. He had a chance to leave several times. But, you know, what would two more years of not making the playoffs look like for him? You know, what a shame it would be for this talent to not shine on an October stage at least a couple times. So a lot of things going on with the Angels, not all of them great, but a lot of them can be, a lot of their issues, I think, would be, if not solved, would be mitigated by them winning and making the playoffs this year. You know, maybe winning a round of the playoffs.
Yeah, but Mike, so for argument's sake, if they make the playoffs and they're knocked out, so let's say they're better, but not appreciably better. Somehow they sneak in, but you can tell they still don't have enough. How can they get enough? I mean, now, is a system in place to develop these young guys? Do they have enough in the farm system? Or do they have to go out and just sign more players, which they've done in the past? What can they do to get over the hump?
Yeah, their system is not ready to provide the kind of talent that's going to, you know, turn them all of a sudden into a World Series contender. It's going to take, you know, maybe the promotion, maybe like a Sam Bachman who they drafted last year. If he gets healthy, he does have the kind of arm that can impact a big league team. But I don't see a hitter down there who's going to be able to do that. Really, I don't see a position player who's ready to do that. And, you know, there's maybe two starting pitchers. You know, the Kyle Busch guy they signed is off to a really good start. Maybe he could help. But, yeah, they're going to have to go on the market, maybe whether it's a trade, you know, trade Joe Adell. We'll see what you can get for him. You're going to have to sign another. First of all, you're going to want to try to bring back Lorenzen, maybe, you know, sign another free agent starter, depending on what's available. So, yeah, it's going to take a lot more for them to jump. Like you said, that team that makes the playoffs and is booted in the first round to a team that can challenge, you know, the Houston Astros, the New York Yankees for a pennant. So, yeah, they're not quite there yet, for sure.
All right, the two-game set here at Dodger Stadium. Who do these games mean more to, if either team, the Dodgers or the Angels?
I know the Dodgers are scuffling, and the quotes Dave Roberts gave the other day at the end of that road trip, you know, I've heard that before. It seems to be an annual thing. The Dodgers are just so damn good. You know, sometimes I think they just kind of lose. I don't want to say they lose interest, but they just go through these lulls during the year, and they lock it back in, and then they're the Dodgers. I just think, you know, and certainly Walker Buehler being hurt is a concern, but as we've seen Andrew Friedman do year after year, he'll go out at the trade deadline and get somebody. So I think even though they're scuffling a little bit right now, they're going to be fine. I just think the Angels are in a period right now where, you know, they're already eight and a half, I think, games out. You know, you don't want to fall that much farther behind. And they really need to, you know, their lineup's going to be back together tonight for the first time in almost a month. They need to start playing better and more consistently. And, you know, for them, lucky for them, but the schedule does lighten up a bit after this stretch of pretty tough games. So I just think they need to start playing a lot more like the team we saw for the first 6 weeks. And, you know, at least a split, two wins over the Dodgers would be a nice little confidence boost for them as well.
Mike DiGiovanna of the Times, appreciate the info and your time today. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. The next stop on the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour is Friday at Rock and Brews Restaurant, Buena Park. Great music meets great food. Check out our Instagram at AM570LA Sports for details on how you can win a pair of tickets to see the Dodgers take on the Giants. It's presented by Chevrolet. Find new roads. All right, so this has happened in Chicago, and there's nothing that says it won't happen here. And it begs this question. Do you want honesty, or do you want to hear what you want to hear? We'll get into all of that next.
It is your partner, Big Boy. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Real 92.3, and you're listening to a Hall of Famer, host, philanthropist. This is my big homie man, Rodney Pete, and the man who thinks that Post Malone is a reference to an NBA era after the mailman retired, Fred Rogan. The
fat is in the fire. Come on, Freddie, let's go on a Tuesday, Rodney Pete. Fred Rogan, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday outside. Stay safe out there.
It is a nice day.
Yeah.
All right. As you listen to this story, just think about this for a second. Do you want the truth, or do you want to hear what you want to hear? And we'll preface this by saying there is no wrong answer to this. It's entirely up to you. And you can't be judged for what you have to say. You want the truth, or do you want to hear what you have to hear? So let's start with this. You know, Apple TV signed a deal with the MLS starting in 2023. And all of their games are going to be streamed on Apple TV. The only way you will see MLS games on, as we call it, linear television, cable or broadcast, is if Apple sells off a part of their package. It's the first time this has happened, that their package is going to be streaming. What does that tell you? The landscape of how we view things has changed dramatically. Look at our market, for example. Bally Sports used to be Fox Sports. Now they're Bally Sports. Bally Sports is owned by Sinclair. Now, Bally Sports has television properties. They have the Angels, they have the Kings, they have the Ducks. They're partners of Sinclair, which owns Bally Sports. They're partners. They don't have to be objective in what they do. or what they say. They are partners. They work together. If you look at the sports nets, Lakers, Dodgers, they're partners. The Dodgers have a piece of Sportsnet. The Lakers have a piece of their Sportsnet. They're partners. They don't have to be objective if they choose not to, because they're there showing the games and providing the kind of information that fans want. Our radio station, for example. Well, we're the Dodger radio station. Mm-hmm. We're partners. But I can say this, and Rodney, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. We've done the show 5-6 years now. I can't remember a time where anybody has ever said to us, tone it down, don't say that. They only ask that we're honest and fair. Is that a fair statement?
You mean anybody that
works for the Dodgers?
Our bosses?
Yeah.
Or the Dodgers or anybody like that have said that to us? No, we haven't had that. We haven't had that at all.
No, so, you know, they want us to be honest here. And sometimes we're critical, and sometimes we're not. But they ask that we be honest in our assessment.
Look, you know, like you mentioned, we cover all sports in L.A., but we are the home of the Clippers.
Right.
Right. We're the home of the Chargers.
Right.
Right. And the Dodgers. And we've been critical of all three. I just remember back to last year of how real hard I went in on Brandon Staley about fourth downs and the Chargers, what they did. Right. So, you know, we don't hold back. Same thing with the Dodgers. We've gone at players, at the team and things like that. And a lot of people like to think that we might sometimes be homers. But if you really listen, from back in the Kenley was here, the Pedro Biases and all the players in between, we have been and given our honest opinion. And that's what I think people want. You know, I love them. It's like your family member. You love them, but you got to be straight up with them.
Yeah, well, the question is, do they want an honest opinion? In Chicago, there are two networks that broadcast local teams. There's NBC Sports Chicago, and they have the White Sox, and there is Marquee. They're owned by the Cubs, and they broadcast Cub games. Okay, here's what happened in Chicago. On Thursday, the NBC Sports Chicago affiliate, which is known as an RSN, a regional sports network, edited out a key sequence in the evening replay of the White Sox game that included Tony La Russa's controversial decision ordering an intentional walk, well, as we learned, to Trey Turner. And that resulted in Max Muncy hitting a home run. So when they put together the replay, and oftentimes, and you see it here in Los Angeles, the networks, the broadcasting partners, will condense the game into an hour or two. They intentionally omitted that moment. That decision by Tony La Russa. That was something they said was not important in the game, and they cut it out. Well, we know it was important in the game. We know that it was a big moment in that game. But their television partner didn't put it back on. They cut it out. Again, do you want honesty? Or do you want to hear what you hear?
And what did they cut it out with, Fred? Did they say, due to time constraints, we're moving, fast-forwarding to another portion of the game or something like that?
Due to the length of this program, we now move ahead in the action. They knew what they were doing. Don't kid yourself. They knew exactly what they were doing.
We're going to move ahead of an intentional walk and a 3-run home run. That is a pivotal part of the game. We're going to move past that.
Right.
You don't need to see that.
They knew exactly what they were doing. They just cut that out. So if you did not see the game and you watched the replay, you didn't even know what happened. And that was a controversial moment in the game. If you're a fan, do you want to see that happen? Or, that's okay, it doesn't matter to me. We lost anyway, so no big deal. Then Marquee, the Cubs network, well, they have a talk show. And it's kind of like going Rogan. You know, some guys come in, you throw out some topics, and you kick it around, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. In the taping of that show, the panel became very critical of the Cubs president, Jed Hoyer. very critical, right? Now, remember, Marquee basically is owned by the Cubs. So they're taping the show. They finish the segment. And the producer goes, we're not airing that. Let's reshoot it.
He does this after they shoot the show.
After they shot the segment.
Or the segment, yeah.
Right. No. Okay. No. We can't put that on. No way. Let's reshoot that. That's not going to make it. You can't sit here and criticize the president of the Cubs like that. They omitted that. They reshot it. Somehow, a media writer in Chicago found out about both of these things and wrote a column on it. Somehow. So I ask you, look at what we have here locally. If you look at the Lakers, their insider is Mike Bresnahan, my former intern at Channel 4. He works for the Lakers. Mike Trudell, the sideline guy, gets paid by the Lakers. They're not going to criticize the Lakers. I'm not saying they should, but they're not. The only guy really on the Laker broadcast, in my opinion, that is brutally and bluntly honest is James Worthy. And that's probably because James doesn't care. That's probably because you hired me to be me, and this is who I am. And Kevin pointed out he thought Stu Lance on a TV broadcast also can be honest.
Yeah, I think Stu's got enough years under his belt where Stu's like that too. I don't care. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I've been doing this a long time.
Look at the Dodger broadcast, all of them, here on the radio station. Charlie and Rick Monday are honest. They are honest. They are very honest. On the TV side, they're honest there too. Well, Ned Coletti was honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some code a little bit, but you know, for the most part, yeah, they're honest.
Yeah. So the point becomes, as a listener...
Not as honest as us, Brad.
No, they're not as honest as us.
I think it's fair to say nobody's as honest as Chick Hearn was either. Because Chick Hearn would literally say, like, the Lakers are playing terribly right now. You guys are terrible. Why are you even on the court? Chick was the best. Nobody's as honest as Chick was. And I personally, I would just say as a fan, loved that. But to your point, Fred, I know there's a lot who want, they just want to hear positive news.
I think
why are our own people talking bad about our team? That's what you hear a lot about.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah. That's like exactly a lot of people, which goes to your point, why, you know, a lot of announcers are walk that line and walk careful down that line is whenever the Dodgers are playing a national game and we don't have, you don't listen to Joe Davis, you feel cheated. Dodger fans have voiced that. It's like, I hate so-and-so doing the games. Why do they have so-and-so doing this? He's so negative towards the Dodgers. And in essence, the people, most of them are objective when talking about the game itself and what happened in that game. They criticize what they see. But Dodger fans often take it as it's biased. They hate the Dodgers. Why are they talking about this? You get that all the time when it's a national Dodger game. Say, bring back Joe and Oral. Bring back, you know, we want to hear those guys. And I think it is because, you know, no offense to those guys, they call it a scene, but it is from a lens of being a Dodger broadcast.
Yeah, but to that point, I think Oral is brutally honest.
But they're not going to omit things as they see them just because they're going to say, oh, my God, Justin Turner may be mad at me. I'm not going to say anything bad because he made three errors in a row. I'm not going to. No, their integrity is about calling the game as they see them. And so, our guys, definitely the people here at Spectrum and at AM 570, absolutely call it as they see them. Yes, we are the Dodgers broadcast. You get to know the guys, so you have a little bit more insight, so you call it a little bit differently, but you're not going to omit things that are obvious that need to be called out or people can see with their own eyes. It's a terrible play, and you're not going to say it? You got to say it.
It was like when Kevin Demoff, if you miss Kevin Demoff, the Rams COO in the first hour, we talked about this and the fact that the Rams believe and their philosophy, if there's something to be critical of, then be critical. Be fair. Always be fair. But if they're not playing well or performing well.
That's the thing. No. It's easy to say. Be fair. That means so many different things to so many different people, especially within organizations. Like, you're not being fair to us. What is your definition of fair is different than my definition of fair.
That's fair.
You know? So that's kind of a, I get the statement, just be fair. But what is fair?
Well, so now you tell us, and there's no wrong answer at all here. There really isn't. I mean, I have people in my own house that if one of the Dodger broadcasters is critical, they lose their mind. Why would they say that? Why would they say something like that?
Yeah.
There are people that absolutely watch and listen and just want to root for the team. And that's cool. That's great if that's what you want to do. There are other people that watch or listen that would like things to be, in their opinion, more honest.
Yeah. And there's a difference. Want to be clear. There's a difference of being honest and then
being nasty.
And the way you actually are honest about it, too. Because you can be nasty and be honest, or you can be constructive and be honest. And I think the teams, most broadcasters that broadcast for the team or affiliated with teams are broadcasting and honest with that integrity involved or that understanding involved because they know the team. Whereas someone broadcasting that doesn't cover that team on a regular basis may come across as negative or nasty to the fan base because they're not as delicate in their criticism.
Gabriel, what do you think?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. It's just like relationships. You want people to be honest with you. You know, why does TNT have Charles Barkley for his honesty? You know, he had a long time best relationship with Michael Jordan. Why are they not best friends anymore? Because Charles was honest about his assessment about how he ran his organization, and now they're not best friends. But no, if you're going to listen to a game, TV, radio, you want people to be honest. That's what you hired them to be.
All right. Appreciate it, Gabriel. What do you think the majority of people want, Rodney?
Honesty.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think most people want the honest truth. When you feel like you're giving people a pass and just, you know, not saying what people can actually see. Because people are intelligent watching. You know, you can't fool them. So you don't want somebody to BS you, I think, is the big thing. And when you're not critical and you're not honest, you feel like you're being lied to or BS'd. And come on, man. It's a horrible play.
What do you think about the networks in Chicago that cut out the Tony La Russa moment and then got rid of the criticism of the Cubs president?
Yeah, but I didn't hear the one about the club president, and who knows, it may have gone, you know, too far, or what kind of roundtable it was or discussion it was. I don't know what it was, because the same guy that got caught on tape a couple times as well, I believe that the Cubs guy. I don't know, but it could have gone too far. The omission of the critical play in the White Sox game, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Because you're right. If you're watching that game on the replay or the recast, you don't even know that happened, which was something that people talked about for days after that game. And you're like, okay, I'm gonna watch the game because I want to see what happened, why everybody's talking about this. What? Where'd it go? Where is it? What happened to that play that everybody's talking about? Oh, we had to fast forward through that play because of time constraints.
All right, so we ask you, and be honest. No one's going to yell at you for your opinion. Do you want honesty? Or do you want to hear what you want to hear? Do you want to see what you want to see? There's no wrong answer, but I think it's an interesting question. 866-987-2570. We'll talk to you next.
Tour stop one, San Pedro.
This is a sword fight out here, guys.
Tour stop two.
What's next?
Buena Park. The Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour heads to Rockin' Brews Restaurant in Buena Park.
Moving on.
Join us this Friday.
And with that, we welcome you.
3 to 6 p.m. as P and Money give you the second chance.
CMS Chevy Summer Tour.
To qualify to win a brand new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Brought to you by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Yeah!
Tommy's Moment of the Day.
It's a snap to find that one of a kind place. Tommy's.
That's right, today's Moment of the Day features Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Alek Manoah. 24-year-old right-hander had another dominant outing last night after pitching 6 innings of one-hit baseball in the 11-1 win over Baltimore. In addition to boasting an 8-1 record and a 1.67 ERA, Manoah also extended his scoreless streak to 12 innings. Also, stop into your local Original Tommy's today and grab one of their world-famous burgers topped with their special recipe all-beef chili. Visit OriginalTommy's.com to find a location near you.
And don't forget, go to the website, am570lasports.com/Tommy's, and register. Register for the food truck.
Come on. Food truck
for 100, fries for 100, drinks for 100, and, if that's not enough, and why should it be, 10 tickets to a suite at a baseball game. That can be yours, so get to the website and register for Tommy's.
I'll take 10. I'll take food truck for 100 there, Fred.
I'm telling you, there's nothing better than the Tommy's food truck.
Oh, nothing better.
So make sure you register and take your shot at it. All right. Do you want honesty? Or do you want to hear what you want to hear? Now, if you call and say you want honesty, I'm guessing that there are probably a third as many people that want to hear what they want to hear, but they're just not courageous enough to say it.
You're saying they're not going to say what they really mean.
That's right. I believe that.
You think most people want to hear what they want to hear?
I'll give you an example. Lakers season, right? And Lakers struggled last year.
No.
Yeah. And we know why. We know LeBron's involved, Russell Westbrook. Everybody's hurt. It was a bad year.
Yes.
We talked about that because it was true. We were not afraid to say those things because they were absolutely true. I believe that turned some people off. They didn't want to hear that. All they wanted to hear was, tonight's game will be much better, and we're going to win the championship. I do believe that we actually turned some people off with our honesty about the Lakers. But we were only being honest. And that's what I'm saying. Do you want honesty? Or do you want to hear what you want to hear? Michael Neoc, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Fred, that leads perfectly into my point. Thanks for taking my call, guys. So, yeah, I mean, it comes down to, and I don't want to make any enemies, but I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. There's two major radio stations in L.A., and one of them doesn't have anything nice to say about the Clippers or the Chargers, for that matter, and one is you guys. And Rogan and Rodney, Petros and Money, you always shoot straight. And I am a bit of a Clippers fan, I will be honest. But I have been a Lakers fan in the past. I love the way that they put together talent. But when one radio station is just not reporting anything positive about an organization, you got to shake your head at that. So you got to shoot straight. You got to be honest with the people. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks. And that's why you should only listen to this radio station.
Of course. Of course.
There's only one choice. One option.
Of course. And somebody, somebody does good, you got to give it up.
See, that's the thing. And you know, he talked about the Clippers, and we are criticized because, you know, you don't talk enough about the Clippers. Bottom line is, we talk about what's interesting. When the Clippers win, they're interesting. And we talk about them.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I get I get a lot of people mad at me because sometimes I'll give UCLA credit. Right?
Yeah, you
I'll boost them up when they're playing well. And they do that run they had in March Madness a couple years ago. I was all in their wheelhouse about what they were doing, how they were playing, and pumping them up. And our man Mick Cronin on, so a lot of SC loyal people didn't want me to do that, Fred. In fact, were serious about how could you say anything good about UCLA? Reporting on what I see, and I give it up.
You've always said,
yeah,
things are much better in town when both teams are good.
Absolutely they are.
Right, but that's a great example. If you went to USC, you don't even want to hear about the other team.
No.
And certainly a guy that went there can't say they've done something well.
Of course not.
They hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
All right, Solomon, go ahead.
Yeah, guys, you know, I don't need it sugar-coated. I'm a big boy. Jack Nicholson, I can handle the truth. And in fact, when you don't tell me the truth, that's offensive. I have eyes. I can see. Yes. I find that a kind of a lack of integrity if you're going to sweeten the deal and not just tell it like it is. So ask me as a sports fan. I'm a Chick Hearn guy all the way.
Appreciate it, Solomon. Let's go. Mike in L.A. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, it's important to be straight with the knowledgeable and in-person supporter of the team. It's important that way. Fred, and keep it in that realm. As far as the Dodgers' woes, go get Frankie Montas. And if we get in a series with the Mets or Padres, are we at a disadvantage with our manager, Dumbo Roberts,
okay,
versus
there it is.
Joe Walter?
All right. Whoa. Good news. What day is it? Wednesday? You got on once this
Tuesday.
Week. Oh,
Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, only Tuesday.
You got in early. All right. Goodbye, Mike. They fired Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts is not getting fired. Dave Roberts is not going anywhere. Dave Roberts cannot go out and hit right now if they're not hitting. And he cannot surgically repair Walker Buehler's arm. So that's not going to happen either. And that shit's honest. If you want honesty, that's honest. Okay, AJ and Inglewood, go ahead.
What's up, fellas? Two things. It depends who tells you the truth. Now, if Rodney pulls my coattail and says something, I'm going to respect it. Now, if someone else I don't respect says it, I'm not going to believe it anyway. When you were talking about UCLA, I grew up near SC. My daughter attended that grammar school on UCLA's campus, Rodney.
Yep.
You and your wife would come and give advice. And I would never say it because I didn't like UCLA. But, you know, you have to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
And also, did you guys know who's leaving Los Angeles because they can't make any more money?
Who?
Farmer John.
Oh, yeah, that we do know. Yeah. Thanks, AJ. That was sad.
Yeah. All the years.
Yeah. They're going to keep their plant in the East.
Yeah.
But they said basically the cost of doing business here is too great.
Yeah.
And you're seeing other companies do that as well. I mean, to live in California, to pay for the weather and to pay for all the beauty we have, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, you do.
And the funniest thing is people say, I got to get out of here. I can't afford this anymore. And you know people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You might have been one of them. I got to get out of here. This is ridiculous. The taxes are killing me. The prices are out of control. For everyone that leaves, three more move in.
Correct.
For everybody that goes, there's like five coming in.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody's a mass exodus from LA and California. Okay.
Yeah.
We're still coming in.
Kevin goes, okay, bye.
All right, bye. More space
bye.
For us.
Take
bye.
Care.
Yeah.
And if you don't go, we'll be more crowded anyway because more people are coming in
exactly.
every day. Every day. All right. Don't forget the remote at Hollywood Park. The big show's on Thursday, noon to 3. Invite you to come down. We are giving away tickets, Dodger tickets, throughout the show. Other prizes as well. You can only win them if you're in attendance. 50 have already signed up on the website. You're good. You got your tickets. You got to pick them up down there at the show. But for everybody else that didn't sign up, you're more than welcome to come down. Hollywood Park shows are always a lot of fun, and we'd love to see you on Thursday. All right, spirituality is what we need.
Oh, do we?
Gotta have it, and we'll have it next.